let's talk for a second about dating. Specifically, let's talk about getting dumped. Now, we all hate it. None of us want to get dumped. But to most of us, it'll happen in some manner at some point during our dating experience. So some quick tips about getting dumped. The number one thing I'm going to tell you up front, don't blame yourself, okay? Learn from whatever you did wrong, or if you did something wrong, learn from it. And keep in mind, this is something that helped me a lot. Keep in mind that you only have to succeed at dating once. All the other attempts are going to be failures. They will. They have to be. Only once will you succeed, and only once do you need to succeed. If you get dumped, don't bind yourself to a dating fast. It's so tempting to say, "This is horrible. I'm not going to date for a year." Don't do that. Now, it's true you're not going to feel like dating right away. You're not going to feel like it because it stinks right now. You've worked all this hard to get the relationship to this point, and you feel like you've just gone, pfft. Well, okay, you're not going to feel the feelings just disappear right away. You need to work them down again. So sometimes you're going to need some time off, but don't bind yourself to a specific time period. Just tell yourself, I need a small break, I'm taking a breather, and then I'll continue in just a short time. The second thing, don't forget the power of your own agency. You have more power over your emotions, over your reactions to things, over your general attitude than you think you have. And while it will hurt, and you will feel slammed on when you get dumped, it doesn't mean that you have to wallow in that or have it shape your personality. Just learn from it, grow from it. Picture for a moment that you're driving down the road, and specifically you're going to this beautiful city. You can see it off in the distance. You've been excited about the city for a long time, and you're finally getting to go to it. You get in the car, you go, you get 3/4 of the way there, and all of a sudden there's this cop in the road, stops you and says, "I'm sorry, the road is closed." And you're like, "Well, but I'm trying to get to this city." And they say, "Nope, this city is off limits for the next year." And you say, "But I was really looking forward to this, and I really wanted it to work out." The cop says, "I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do." And so you get back in your car, and you're like, and you turn the steering wheel, but nothing happens. Why? Why does nothing happen when you turn the steering wheel? Because all the turning in the world won't do a thing if you don't push the accelerator. And it's true, you will have some morning time. You're going to, I can't believe this is happening, and you're going to need some time to kind of let things just kind of take it easy for a bit. Buy yourself an ice cream cone. Don't buy 10. Buy yourself one ice cream cone. Eat it, and then just let yourself kind of relax, and okay, you know, yeah. But don't take too long to jump back in the car and get moving. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to immediately start rushing into another relationship or start asking people out right away. That means get moving with your life. Maybe there's something you've been trying to develop and work on. Maybe you've been wanting to get better at basketball. Maybe you've been wanting to write a book. Maybe you've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon. Do some of those things. That may be a great opportunity to do those things. Because for one thing, it'll cost less if it's only one of you. And second, you won't have the distraction of, "Oh, is she noticing me? Oh, I like her. You won't have to think about that because you're in kind of a morning state. You're like, I'm just not doing the dating thing at the moment. I'm not bound to any particular time period for how long I'm not going to date. But at the moment, I'm kind of out of commission. But do some of those things. Get more involved in life, in your community, in your school. Keep it at high speed. Keep your life moving. Don't let yourself get bored. Get moving on things. Do stuff. Do constructive, meaningful things that you're going to be glad that you did. Don't look in your rearview mirror. No matter how many times you look in that mirror, that city's not coming back. You're going to have to go to a different one. Don't go through the photos of your dating experience with this person. "Oh, woe is me." Don't listen to your old music. "Oh, we used to love this song together. We danced." You may even have to chuck out some of your music if it reminds you too much of them and get something new and fresh. And then, of course, while you're driving, keep an eye out for other cities. Maybe you'll see one you'll be like, "Oh, no, what was I interested in that one for? Look at that one." You never know. You could run into somebody right away. I'll tell you a story. When I first started college, my first day of institute class, I went in and there was a guy that I talked to, and he turns to me and says, "Hey, that girl, like, 2 rows up, she's kind of cute. I'd like to ask her out." And I was like, "Well, go for it, man." Then we started class, and everybody's introducing themselves. And that girl stands up, and she says, "My name's such and such. I don't date. I don't date." Well, he comes to me afterward and he's like, what do I do now? And I was like, I don't know, talk to her. So he goes to her and he says, now you say you don't date. Does that mean you don't date anybody? And she says, well, if I met the right kind of guy, then I'd date him. And he says, am I the right kind of guy? And she says, yeah, you're top of the line. Well, guess what? 3 months later, they're engaged. She was doing a dating fast. She met somebody. They got married. Just saying. Now, I don't want to downplay the pain that a breakup can bring on. It can be excruciating. It can be depressing and debilitating. Don't let it go too long like that. There's going to be a day or two where you're just not feeling great. That's okay. If you need to go cry, do it. But don't dwell on it. And don't sit in that place too long. Turn around the car and get moving. Because right now is the best time in your life to be doing stuff, to be progressing. If you're in your 20s or 30s, you're in the decades of decision. You're in the time of life where you can get the most momentum at whatever you do. Don't lose that. People that are active at something, who are really engaged in whatever they're doing in life, are a lot more attractive than those that are sitting around saying, my life is awful. I don't have anybody. Who wants to date that kind of person anyway?
I'll take them if they're good looking and nice.
Sorry, not interested.
But I haven't been on a date in 2 years.
There's a reason for that. Yeah. So get out there, do stuff, be actively involved. Talk to people. If you're struggling with your feelings, talk to people you love and trust. Ask for their advice. Say, hey, is there something I can be doing that can help me out here? And if they really care, they're going to help you out. They're going to help you get through the rough days, and they're going to help you know what you can do to have a better experience the next time. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed at Dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.
But I need a date. No, really, it's been like 6 years. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh. Where's this book been all my life?